Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. We are just basically 2 weeks away until the Women's World Cup of Soccer being played. Now, a few months ago, we had the Men's World Cup with Argentina victorious at that World Cup. Now, that was on the men's side. That was back in November and December. Now, we are now in the summer. Now, Women's World Cup, July 20th. Now, the American girls will not play until July the 21st at 9 p.m. Now, I don't know where the World Cup is, but I will find out. Because when I find out this, you know, it's going to be fun. Fun and fun and fun, right? Now, I won't be picking my winners and losers next Friday night here on the program, because like I said, the World Cup is July the 20th. That's a Wednesday. I'm not going to do the prediction show. I think it's Wednesday. I'm not sure. I will look at that, but I know it's not Friday because it's easier to do a prediction show on a Friday than on a weaker day. Thursday and Friday are the prediction shows. I'd rather do it that way instead of other ways coming too. But like I said, the World Cup will be July the 20th. And like I said, the American girls do not play until July the 21st. That'll be the next day when the World Cup is, you know, beginning. So that'll be 3 a.m. the World Cup will start on Fox. And I think it's going to be fun to see what happens at the World Cup this year. Now, like I said, we will see what happens. We are just almost 4 weeks away until WWE SummerSlam Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It will be where the Detroit Lions play at. How about that stadium being rocking and rolling for SummerSlam? Now, that is August the 5th. August the 4th, we will do the prediction show live here on the program like we always do the prediction show on August the 4th. For August the 5th, SummerSlam, like I said. We'll see how that goes from here. Matches are being, you know, put in, and we'll see when that will happen. What is the San Jose Sharks want for Erik Karlsson? They are playing mind games with the two teams who are interested in Erik Karlsson. That will be the Penguins and the Hurricanes. Now, the Penguins are offering Jeff Petrie and Miguel Granlund and, you know, draft picks for Erik Karlsson. Now, I don't know who the Hurricanes are, you know, want to give up, but I think San Jose is playing mind games with the Penguins and the Hurricanes right now. And why are they doing this? They said they want to trade Erik Karlsson. Now they're playing head games with both teams. That sounds like Sharks president, general manager, and owner need to grow some balls. If they're going to basically trade their best guy, Erik Karlsson, to either the Penguins or the Hurricanes, they should be pulling the trigger. if they want to rebuild in San Jose in the Shark Tank, then rebuild. Give the people what they want. Give the team, whoever interested, whoever you want to give it to, and give them what they want. More head games by the Sharks playing games with the Penguins and the Hurricanes. Now, this is ridiculous. We are just 3 months away for the NHL season about to start. Preseason starts in 2 months. But it's getting ridiculous. It's getting old. San Jose has, you know, the San Jose owners have mental issues. Playing mind games with the Penguins and the Hurricanes are not nice. We'll see what happens with Carlson. Andrew McCutchen and Key Brian Hayes are on the injury reserve list again. 10 days for McCutch. Well, McCutchen says he's supposed to be back after the All-Star break. We'll see. Key Brian Hayes came back last night, re-injured himself again. The Pirates lost last night. They're now on a 2-game losing streak. It's getting their asses kicked in the desert here tonight. You know, staying are, what, 7-1 now, Arizona. But people are saying the Pirates might have the best second half after the All-Star break ever. And that could be right. That could be right. The Pirates could have the best second half of the season and make a playoff run out of it. You know, you never know, right? I mean, you never know what could happen after the second half, because the Pirates know that they have the team to do it. They have the ability to do this. But going on the Western Coast and stuff like that, losing games like this ain't good. Ain't good. Ain't good. Ain't good. And like I said, the Pirates are losing, like I said, in Arizona. But what does the Pirates have to do at the second half? Take that long layoff. They'll be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 5 days. The hitting gets off. The two pitchers are going is Bednar and Keller. Keller pitches tomorrow. I don't see him getting any, you know, pitching time in the All-Star break. Bednar, we'll see. But time off for these Pirates. Pirates will get it going. And I think the Pirates will get it going in the second half. And I think the Pirates will be just fine and healthy. Touch will come back. Key Brian Hayes will come back. This Pirate team has to do something in the next few days, another couple of days. The season will take a break after Sunday's games and won't resume until next week. So, like I said, it's going to be the Pirates 5 days off to rest, to recruit, and get ready for the best second half they can have. And I think the Pirates can do it. And if I think the Pirates can do it, I know they can, because they have a long homestand right after the All-Star break, start next Friday night against San Francisco. And we'll see what happens on that. Tom Brady lost $30 million. Him and his ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen, lost over $30 million in investment. This happened a lot. And we don't know what's going to happen with that. Now, does that mean Tom Brady comes back and plays? I don't know. You know, you lose 30 mil and you don't start your, basically don't start your box job until next year. And nothing doesn't go in until next summer. And, you know, and then Tom Brady knows that he has to do something. Tom Brady wants to still play. That's what I'm hearing. He wants to still play, but there was somebody holding him back, like basically holding his back and saying, you're not doing this. So that's what happened. So I think basically, that's a bunch of crap, right? I think it's a bunch of crap that everybody wants to spit on Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the greatest of all time and is the GOAT of the NFL. And Tom Brady deserves a lottery. Is he getting it? No. No respect for their compensation to Tom Brady. But Tom Brady, like I said, will not start his broadcasting thing until next year. And we'll see what happens with that. Does Mike Tomlin deserve a contract? Does he deserve a contract? Still, not everybody saying this is where he gets his contract, his starter's contract. And I say this right now. Mike Tomlin doesn't deserve anything. Hasn't won a Super Bowl since, what, 08? Right? Made a Super Bowl run in 2011, whatever, and got beat by Aaron Rodgers. I don't know that Mike Tomlin deserves a contract, but the only reason he's getting this contract is because of his record. Because he doesn't have a lot losing record. And everybody was saying nobody doesn't want to fire Tomlin because he will complain. I mean, he might. He might complain. He might bitch if he's fired. I don't know if it's a good idea to give Tomlin a contract. Now, he does have 2 years left on his deal now. But how long should Mike Tomlin get on his contract by the Pittsburgh Steelers? He doesn't deserve nothing. He doesn't deserve a single penny by the Steelers, but they will give it to him because they feel bad. Now, here's the thing. The Steelers have never fired a head coach. So, Chuck Noll retired. Bill Cowher retired. Mike Tomlin is still present. So, three coaches that the Steelers had and they never fired a head coach. Never. Never. And I'm saying never because it's the truth. Mike Tomlin will be the first person that the Steelers fire if they fire him. No, like I said, has retired. Cowher retired. It's all the truth. It is the truth and always will be the truth. Chuck Noll, a great coach for the Steelers, was one form with Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swann, Franco Harris, you know, the whole team. Bill Cowher. What it would have been, or Roethlisberger. But Noll went all the way to 90, 90, 92, I don't remember. Cowher went all the way to what, 2008? That's when he retired. And then Tomlin is still around, still hicking, still ticking. We'll see what happens with all that, with that contract question. We'll see what happens on that. So we'll see what goes. My music guest for tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, is Cartoon Boyfriend. Ready to see you. Come on in and bring the show. Thank you to Cartoon Boyfriend for being here on the program here tonight. And that is it for me here tonight. We'll talk to each other again on Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody!